Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing with our class with breakfast, Bezal Hashem. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Chonim, Bichlalam, Rav Shlomo Ben Shamsi, Chemda Baruch HaLechon, Adjana, El Mechon, Mechon, Rifkas, Arav, Armoni, Shlomo, Ben Sarai, David, Ben Achav, Yifah, Bedevar, Rifkah, Bedevar, Chavit, Yisrael, Shlomo, Yisrael, Farim, Ben Amash, Ben Chana, Yifah, Ben Miriam, Yehudah, Ben Yifah, Chayas, Abit Chor, Rechon, Ben Chana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bad, Yachav, Ben Miriam, Chana, Eliyano, Ben Omer, Chadis, Abit Hamas, Ben Chana, Gebrek, Deba, Baracha, דאן מאסר חמנה לי אחמת מהמחל שבנת אמרי נפה יוסף בן רב שמרישון פנינה יוסף בן יפן דנים בדיני אפרים שמחה מנה אפרים מלאה מרגלי בדי עקבו שמחה כדידו כדידו ידין מבקאי בת מרים קבל יושב בן חמחנה מלכב בת אסר להבדיל למשמע דוד בן נדיהו בנימין בן יצחק ליל דינה בת אפרים שמעון בן ישראל בנינה מלכב בת דן בז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay, we are continuing for those who just came back. Baruch haba, welcome back. We started a new section of class for those who weren't here. We take the parasha every week, 10 minutes. We take some part of the parasha, we dissect it, and then we give some musar out of our parasha. This week, as we said, is a double parasha, Matot Mas'ei. And something on the lines of what we were speaking about yesterday, if you remember, the Torah tells us in the second parasha, the last book of the last parasha in the book of Bamidbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by God to set out these six refuge cities. Does anyone remember what they were for?
If you murder someone.
Right, if by accident somebody murdered somebody, they would have the ability to run to this city, and this city as a refuge city would be a protection for that person from the Goel Hadam. What was the Goel Hadam? The Goel Hadam was a relative of the person who got murdered in case the relative wanted to come in and kill someone. As I'm reading the parasha, an unbelievable question came to my mind. And the question was the following. The whole Torah, we have many commandments not to take revenge, not to hold a grudge, not to go back against someone when someone wrongs you, right? And over here, what's the story? Someone killed someone by accident. So the Torah is telling us we're going to set out these specific cities, a whole city of the Levi'im, in order for these people who murdered by accident to go there, so that if the guy wants to take revenge or hold a grudge or go against the guy and kill him, he can't, he's protected. My first question is, why don't we assume the best? Why are we assuming the worst? Why does the Torah assume that this guy is automatically going to want to murder the guy who killed his relative by accident? Why don't we assume he's an understanding person? Now again, lo aleinu shelo neda. We should never know of such a situation. It should only be always a theoretical situation in the Torah. But let's assume this theoretical situation, that someone killed someone's relative by accident. So now that person, maybe we can assume, hey, he'll be a little bit more understanding and think it was an accident at the end of the day. I'm not going to go and murder the guy back. How is that helping the situation? If someone murders someone by accident, me going and murdering them on purpose is not helping the situation. So why would we assume the worst of a person and think that he's going to go and want to kill someone? Yeah, you want to give an answer?
I think because there might be a couple examples in the Torah where it teaches that, like, human nature, Hashem did this because He knows that we may error sometimes. Even though
beautiful. This was the idea I wanted to go at. You pinned it on the dot. The answer is the following, in my opinion, and in David's opinion as well. Hashem, He put inside of us certain natures to have certain desires and certain yetzeras. One of the yetzeras that we have is innately inside us to want to take revenge or hold a grudge. Inside of a human being, there's this innate nature that he wants to take revenge against someone who wrongs him. This is the nature of a human being. Someone who is not like that, kol hakavod, amazing. It's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to take revenge or hold a grudge. But the Torah, the yetzer hara, is innately inside us, putting this nature inside us that we innately want to take revenge and we want to hold a grudge. So the Torah is teaching us, I'm going to place these boundaries, these blocks, so that when that nature comes out and something like that happens, you won't even have that opportunity and ability to go and murder. You won't have that opportunity to go and kill someone. But I think even more than that, the Torah is teaching us such an important lesson by setting this, these cities, something that we can take very practically. The Torah is teaching us that a lot of times you might have a yetzer hara. You might have something that's a desire, an evil inclination, something that's pulling you to do bad. And how do you face that yetzerah? What are you supposed to do? The Torah is teaching us, you're not just supposed to be a bystander. You're not supposed to just be going around and putting yourself into the situation with the yetzerah. What are you supposed to do? Make for yourself a refuge city. Make for yourself a blockade. Make for yourself a boundary, something that blocks you from being able to fall into the trap of violating the commandment. And this is something that we see all over our Torah, all over the laws of the Torah, the Chachamim, what they teach us. is set boundaries for yourself so you don't come to sin, so you don't make mistakes. And this is what the Torah is teaching us. The Goel Adam, if anything, he has all the right of a reason to think that I want to go back against this guy. He just murdered someone's relative. Why shouldn't he want to go and take revenge against someone? Because the Torah is teaching you that that's not allowed. That even though, on a logical sense, you might think it is, it's not going to help you in the long run. So set yourself a boundary, and that boundary in this case is the refuge city. You can't go into the refuge city. You cannot murder in the refuge city. If you were to go and murder in the refuge city, he would get in trouble. Right?
Is this rabbinical or Torah from Torah?
This is in the Torah. I mean, what? The
usually the boundaries of...
Yes, so it's a good question. Yes. No, in this case, the Torah prescribed out this boundary for the man, which is so beautiful because the Torah is teaching us that... From Torah origin, we learn that you're supposed to set boundaries for yourself. Now, another example like this that you're mentioning is on Shabbat, we have the laws of Muktzeh. What are the laws of Muktzeh? Muktzeh is an item that you're not allowed to move on Shabbat. Many different examples, a phone, a remote, a wallet, all different laptop, all different types of examples. A hammer, very good. All different types of examples of Muktzeh. You're not allowed to move on Shabbat. Okay? Why did they make the laws of Muktzeh? According to one of the opinions, the laws of Muktzeh were set out in order for a person to not violate a Torah commandment. The laws of Muktzeh are only rabbinic, right? So the rabbis understood that these are the items that are not allowed to be moved, because if you go and move them, you may come to violate an actual commandment in the Torah. If I am allowed to go and move money, I may be afraid, I may come take the money, forget it's Shabbat, maybe I'll take it with me, and I go and buy something, or I'm walking in the street and I see there's something, and I'll pay for something. And I would violate, potentially I could be violating Torah law. So that's why the Chachamim set this boundary. So you see all around our Torah, there's many different examples that the Chachamim and the Hashem himself, he wants us to learn that you're supposed to set a boundary for yourself anytime you feel that in your nature there's a desire to sin. Now, I want to take it a little bit of a step further. I think this idea of setting a boundary is not only in the Torah with something not so practical and something that's in a theoretical sense, but something in all of our lives every single day. You have many instances in your life when you can take advantage of someone in business, in a relationship, in all different types of things where you can take advantage of someone or you can do something wrong. And it's very easy to rationalize and say, it's okay, I'm doing it because of that, or I'm doing it because of this. And I've seen people who are so righteous. They're doing so many mitzvot, learning so much Torah, but when it comes to things along these lines, they don't uphold it the way they should be. And they take it very lax. They're very relaxed in this motion. And they don't view, taking advantage of someone in business as a real law, or taking advantage of someone in a relationship as something they should pay attention to. And I think the reason behind that is because they don't set boundaries for themselves. There's so many examples in our Torah that the Torah teaches us you're supposed to set boundaries for yourself for everything. If you think that you have, and in all people there's a desire to want to succeed, and want to succeed even if it means taking advantage of someone else. Everyone has that innate desire, right? So you have to set a boundary for yourself that you never come to do that. Right? Or if somebody has this, let's say, a bad desire to do things he's not supposed to, or to look at things he's not supposed to, he has to set himself a boundary, put himself a filter or something that he protects himself so he doesn't cross that borderline. And this is something the Torah is teaching us. It's such a fundamental idea in our Torah, and people view it so laxly. If you're not setting boundaries for yourself in your life, you're doing something wrong. You have to see, where do you make your mistakes, and realize why you're making those mistakes. Take a step back and set yourself a boundary so that next time those mistakes don't come about. If the mistake is coming in a relationship, if the mistake is coming in business, if the mistake is coming between Ben Adam and Chavero, between you and your friend, making fun of someone, why does it lead you to do that? You know, sometimes the boundary is keeping your mouth shut. Sometimes the boundary is thinking before you speak, thinking before you act. There's so many different types of examples we can give, but I think the fundamental idea over here is making sure that all of your actions have boundaries to them. Because without a boundary to your action, you will 100% make many more mistakes. And I don't think a person can possibly go his whole life without making mistakes. I don't think that's the goal. Because from your mistakes, you learn and you grow. But our job here is to set ourselves up not to make as many mistakes as we can. You're going to, in nature, you're going to innately make mistakes, automatically. It's just human being, we make mistakes. But you can control, a lot of the mistakes are in your hands not to make. So if you set those boundaries for yourself not to make those type of mistakes, then B'ezrat Hashem, you won't have to come to make those mistakes, and you won't have to learn from those things the hard way. You can learn from those things the easy way, B'ezrat Hashem. Have a great day, gentlemen.